the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word and to call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first confess our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children, gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins, grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We chant the introit from the insert.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. From Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Malachi chapter 3. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before them, of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Juicy.
darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Jesus, a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. Turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves, for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us. And to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you were the king of Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him. This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly? For we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to them, and he said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please turn to page 206 to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come in hell with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 534.
last day is called many things in the scripture. It's called the last day, consummation of history. It's called Jesus' second coming. It's called judgment day. And all the nations are before him. The believers, the sheep on his right. The goats, the unbelievers on his left. It's called resurrection day, when our bodies are raised from the dust of the ground. In Greek, the word is parousia, his coming down beside us. It's the day when the universe is burnt up. God brings forth the new heavens and the new earth. Only God the Father knows the day of his Son's coming. It's appointed by God the Father. We are to be about the work of the gospel until Jesus comes. And we know that that work is still to be done, because when Jesus gives the signs of the end times, the destruction of the temple, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines, nation against nation, wickedness grows, and the love of many grows cold. He says the gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all the nations, then the end will come. He who endures to the end shall be saved. So my friends, as we conclude the church year today and rejoice that the kingdom of God has come to us, it is fitting to consider the three ways that God's kingdom comes to us. The kingdom of power in the heavens and the earth, from the book of Malachi. The kingdom of grace at the cross of Calvary, from the lesson in Luke. And the kingdom of glory, his throne on the last day, from the book of Colossians. You see, the Lord does come to us in those three ways. And so we begin today. How does the Lord come to us? In the kingdom of power over the heavens and the earth. In the book of Malachi, it says, "The Lord God, the Lord of hosts, the Lord God is Yahweh Elohim, the I am who I am. He is the Lord of hosts, of the armies, of the hosts of the angels, the cherubim and seraphim, exhibit the power of the Lord throughout the universe." And the Lord speaks his powerful word. And when the book of remembrance, which is the book of life, which is written before him, those who fear the Lord and esteem his name, that triune name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will be those on his right who served him and believed him. But on that judgment day of that last day, the wicked will be destroyed, those on the left who had no repentance and no faith. As we look outside, we see the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and the universe itself, the earth and all that is in it, the firmament, the water, the seas, the creation, all around us. We see his kingdom of power and might. Jesus said he has all power in heaven and on earth. This is the kingdom of power. God calls us his treasured possession. You are mine. You are my sons. I will spare you on that day, because you are those who are righteous, who serve God. The kingdom of power is seen all around us. But the kingdom of power will not save us eternally, because many people see the power of God around us in the heavens and the earth. It is the kingdom of grace that shows us God's mercy and gives us saving faith. But we must acknowledge on this day the kingdom of power. Jesus has all power in the heavens and the earth. And by the way, because he does, there is nothing he cannot do for you. With God, nothing is impossible. Whatever your needs are, you can bring them to Jesus. And he has, in the kingdom of power, all power in heaven and on earth. Thus we bring our prayers every Sunday and in our spiritual lives. God in Jesus is the kingdom of power. But today we also consider, from the lesson in Luke, the kingdom of grace and the cross of Calvary. Here we move from the kingdom of power in the universe to the kingdom of grace, where Jesus is ruling from the throne of the cross. And the crown that he has is a crown of thorns. And the sign over his head is the King of the Jews. And the words spoken about him as Christ and Messiah are true. And the confession of sin made to him, and the promise that today you'll be with me in paradise, and forgiveness. This is the theology of grace. And this is the grace shown to us through Christ Jesus and his cross. Today we consider then also the kingdom of grace. Now you notice that this gospel lesson is one that's also read on Good Friday. Jesus is carrying his cross. When he says the wood is green, that means right now Jesus is that green wood carrying his cross for us. And the people are mourning for Jesus. And he says, no, don't weep for me, daughters of Jerusalem. Weep for yourselves because of the destruction that is coming. When you say, fall on us, mountains. Jerusalem in 70 AD would be destroyed. One of the signs of the end, which is a type of the ultimate destruction that comes on the last day. The reason why Jesus is carrying his cross and he is crucified between two criminals, one on his left and one on his right, as we sang in the hymn, Lift High the Cross, here we see Jesus in his mercy in the throne of the cross with one criminal to his right and one criminal to his left. The place where they crucified Jesus was called the Skull, or Calvary, or Golgotha. They even cast lots for his clothes. And they say he cannot save himself, and that's true. He didn't come to save himself. He was mocked by the soldiers. But he is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Chosen One. The sign is true. He is the King of the Jews. Even though the one robber ridiculed him, the one who confessed his sins, we're receiving the right punishment for our sins, this one has done nothing wrong, he acknowledged that right there on the cross was where the King of the Jews was reigning, in the kingdom of grace. We're grateful for the kingdom of grace because we live in this every day. It's why you're coming to the Lord's table in a moment, because of the kingdom of grace. Think of everything that Christ has done from the throne of the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You heard the word of absolution as you confessed your sin. So many times we don't know what we're doing. But Jesus says to you, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He didn't save himself, he did come to save others. In fact, the name Jesus, Yeshua, means the Lord saves. We confess our sins, deserving just condemnation, but we have faith in Jesus, who is the Holy One, who died for us unholy ones. And we say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me, Lord. I'm baptized in your name. You know my name, and I know your name. Remember me when I kneel to receive Holy Communion. Your kingdom is coming to me in your flesh and blood. And remember me, O Lord, on my deathbed. Truly, today you will be with me in paradise, he said to the thief, and he says to us, you will be with me in paradise. And by the way, the word paradise is the imagery of the new Garden of Eden in the book of Revelation, where we're walking in the garden, Jesus is walking with us, we're eating from the tree of life, we're drinking from the river of life. That's the picture of paradise, where all things are made new. We're back in the garden again, in paradise. That, my friends, is the theology of the cross, the kingdom of the cross, and the kingdom of grace. So today we do marvel in the kingdom of God's power. We take great comfort in the kingdom of grace at the cross. But we look forward to the kingdom of glory, the throne on the last day when Christ will come upon the clouds, the trumpet will blast, and the angels and archangels will appear with him on the day only known to God the Father. And so we await the kingdom of glory. The kingdom of glory on that last day is pictured for us in the epistle lesson today. We are in the kingdom of his beloved Son, who is the image of the invisible God. That is astounding. Jesus standing there in his humanity is also deity, true God and true man in one person. This is the incarnation. He is the image of the invisible God who is now made visible through the person of his Son. By Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth. And he is before all things. He has preeminence. All things are held together by him. And in this kingdom of glory, he is the head of the body, which is his church, firstborn of the dead. In him, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. The book of Colossians is an astounding confession of what we just confessed in the Nicene Creed, that Jesus is true God with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Light and life is found in him. We're all looking forward to the kingdom of glory, and we don't know when that day will come. But right now, as we await the kingdom of glory, know this, you have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of light. You have redemption, you've been bought back by the blood of Christ, and you have the forgiveness of your sins. You are part of the body of Christ, the church, of which he is the head. He has reconciled to you to God the Father by making peace by the blood of the cross. Before God the Father, we can stand because we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus, so that when he appears, we will appear with him in glory. You see this great and beautiful mystery of the mystical union of Christ, that in our baptism we are already connected to him. We are not afraid to die because we've already died with Christ. When the Christ, the head, appears, we will appear with him. All along, we have been the body of Christ, even though our eyes couldn't see it, because we are at peace with God the Father through the blood of the cross. This kingdom of glory is coming on a day only known to the Father. It is not our job to be concerned about when that day is. Our job is to continue to preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations and let God decide when his Son will return. We are about the Lord's work and look with joy, our heads uplifted, awaiting that day. So my friends, on this last Sunday of the church year, we do await the glorious return of our Lord upon the clouds of heaven. He will appear with the angels and the trumpet call of God and the great events of that last day, Resurrection Day, the Parousia, we look forward to with great expectation. Right now, the Lord Jesus, who came through the cross and the empty tomb and ascended to the right hand of our God, is our intercessor and high priest before God's throne of grace. He is coming to you right now through preaching and teaching and baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. His kingdom comes to us now as we await the not yet final day. So with the Apostle Paul and John, we say, come, Lord Jesus. Please, come, Lord Jesus. And so, my friends, for us on this last Sunday of the church year, be ready to die today or be ready for our Lord to return today. Because you know the kingdom of power in the heavens and the earth. You know the kingdom of grace at the cross of Calvary. And you look forward to the kingdom of glory and his throne on the last day. Come, Lord Jesus. You are the King of the Jews, the King of all the nations, King of kings and Lord of lords. As we rejoice that we are his treasured possession, as we await the coming of the King, who even now comes to us, each and every day through word and sacrament. To Christ
the King alone be all glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
The service continues on page 207 with the prayer of the church. We stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their work needs. O Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. By the light of your divine word, you have brought us into your eternal kingdom. As we look forward to Jesus' return, by your Holy Spirit, may we walk in the light of your truth, with rejoice, with sure confidence in you, and be brought into everlasting salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy, you alone are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and you heal. Show mercy to these your servants, Claire, Elizabeth, baby born to Dennis and Candy Gorman, baptized in the hospital yesterday. Jerry Nehus, Barbara Olson, and Anita Guerrero. Kevin Buller, Bill Mullen, and Sarah Buller. Jill Tarver, Eugene Ladisaw, Ellen Robinson, and all in need of healing and strength, Lord, in your mercy. You've chosen us to be your own children and adopted us by grace. Continue to bless our church, early child care center, and our campus ministry at ESL, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, LYF, and all the ministries of this place. We are your chosen ones, O Lord. Be our strength and our hope. Lord, in your mercy, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect Danny Green, Kevin Stevenson, Ricardo Batanga, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, and all who serve in the armed forces of our country, protecting us from all harm. Lord, in your mercy, direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and minds in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments. In holy baptism, you connect us to the body of Christ, of which he is the head. This week, be with Vicki Marr, Pansy Brown, Andrew Buller, Brian Raluski, David Riesland, and Cindy Shem, Caitlin Bacon, Carla Kramer, Demetrio Pacheco, Annette Geisler, and Fern Stein. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you that you call us to be your own possession in holy baptism, and we thank you for faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. We thank you for the marriages in our parish, and ask that you especially bless this week Daryl and Tammy Vogt, Seth and Madison Lemke, and Tyler and Miranda Wente. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Spirit, pour out your blessings upon Pastor James and Deaconess Christelle Neuendorf that serve in the city of Ponce, Puerto Rico. Be with them as they daily engage the people in their community through word and sacrament, and bless the gospel that is proclaimed by them in Puerto Rico. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please fill out the ritual friendship pad, pass it to those next to you, tear the sheet off, and place it in the baskets and the narthex as you leave. Please be seated for the offering. Thank you.
Let us continue, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us in all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love, shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy.
That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemn the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
divine and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you.
Upon you and give you peace. Amen.